is Controlled Chaos with your hosts, Liz and Allie.
I'm Liz, the writer.
And I'm Allie, the publicist.
We are your quintessential 40-something besties who dive headfirst into all things pop culture.
Think motherhood, relationships, hot stories taking over your newsfeed, and of course, the latest gripping true crime mysteries.
This is Controlled Chaos, your much-needed weekly pop culture juice.
Drink up! Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of
Controlled Chaos.
All right, guys. Today we want to talk about some of our favorite actors in the space. And this is because for as long as Liz and I have known each other, we've always gotten into these really fun debates on actors we think have longevity in the industry, those that we think are kind of one-hit wonders, those that we might think have bad breath on screen. There's just so many conversations around it.
A lot of actors have bad breath.
A lot of them do. That's for another time, though. But this all sort of centered around Emma Stone, to be quite honest, because she just won her second Oscar. By the way, has been nominated for 5 Oscars over her career, and I think she's 35 years old. It's fucking ludicrous.
Yeah, she's really, this is what jump-started this conversation. We've also talked about our favorite actors forever, but Emma Stone is just sort of becoming, a big deal is an understatement at this point. I mean, I've liked her since like the super bad days in like Easy A. I mean, I liked her back when she was doing, and she was hilarious in Easy A. But now she has proven that she is incredibly versatile. I mean, Poor Things was amazing. She can play any sort of character. She blows me away. She's now on that short list of actresses that, like, I will watch a movie because she's in it. She was even on the show, Allie, if you remember, did you ever watch, we talked about The Curse, which was a totally bizarre
That's out
show.
Now, right? It's a current show, yeah. The very bizarre show. Yeah.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's so weird. But like my husband was super into it. I didn't really get that into it, but she was even in that. She's all over the place, but playing every role very well.
And you hit the nail on the head with being versatile. I mean, literally her first Oscar she won in a musical role, which only a few actors, I think like Jennifer Lawrence, and there's been a couple others that have won for like an actual musical role. And then look at the complete on a spectrum difference of what she just won Poor Things for. But what I find most interesting about her is she's not from the industry, meaning like her parents weren't in the industry. She grew up in like Arizona. And she really did break the scene. And I think Superbad, but really more so Easy A, because that was her starring role, right? And she really was great in that. I agreed with you. Doesn't
Amazing.
Come from the showbiz world. But also just, I can't believe she's been nominated 5 times. I don't know if you remember the other nomination she's had.
I don't think I knew. I mean, I remember them saying that when she won, but I don't think I knew that or know what they all are. I'm trying to think of what the movies they are.
So she got nominated for Birdman with Michael Keaton.
Oh, Birdman. I loved that, man. I love Michael Keaton. He's on my list.
We'll get there. She was nominated for Battle of the Sexes, which was that film with Steve Carell. And then she was also nominated for, and I don't know if you ever saw this movie, but I freaking loved this movie called The Favorite.
I never saw it.
It was, I believe Olivia Colman won the Best Actress Award for it that year. I think it was in like 2018. Also directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, who directed Poor Things. And side note, he also directed movies like The Lobster. He's a very odd director, has a very specific style. And now I think she just signed on for another movie with him, which is probably going to be another Oscar-nominated movie.
She's
bang them out.
Be a hot commodity now. She was so good in that role. I mean, unbelievable. She deserves that actress win.
You got to check out for one movie that you haven't seen with her, The Favorite. It is so
I definitely will.
She is just like, I don't even know how to explain it. She's so good in that. And funny little side note. Did you know her real name is Emily, not Emma?
I did not know that.
And when she, her SAG card, there was already an Emily Stone apparently. So she had to change it to Emma. Something
That's a
like
good
that.
Fun fact. I did not know
isn't that
kind of
funny? The only
yeah.
reason I bring it up is because I can't picture her as an Emily, but that's her real name.
Like, me neither. I don't see it. She's not Emily to me.
Not Emily to me. But okay. So speaking of Emma as well, did you know that she... did you know there was a show that I bet you watched? I used to watch it back in the day that she ended up losing the main role to by Hayden Panettiere. Do you know what show I'm talking about?
No, but I'm not a fan of hers. But anyway, go ahead.
Remember Heroes? Do you remember when that show?
Oh, yes. I know the show. I've never seen it.
Yeah. Well, she was supposed to get that lead role and she didn't get it. So just consider what she ends up being this like breakout, you know.
It worked out for the best for her.
So very excited to see what happens to her in the future. But I think once we started talking about Emily Stone, Emma Stone, we started thinking about who are some other actors that we just can't get enough of that.
Maybe- we have like a list, Allie and I both have like a list of, I mean, there's some crossovers and we, you know, I think everyone like a small list of actors that I will watch in movies, no matter what. Even if like just because I like to see them, you know? And I think for me, I put that was Daniel Day-Lewis. He's very, very specific about his film roles, but I'll Joaquin Phoenix. Also, Michael Keaton's on mine. I love him. I love the original Batman. I loved Birdman. I love watching him. And then, of course, there's Meryl. I mean, I'll watch Meryl and everything as well. And, you know, Mark Ruffalo is, I think, maybe adding on mine. He was in Poor Things, too. I love him. He's becoming, like, he wasn't on my list before, but I'm, like, bumped. I think I might be adding him soon.
I want to dissect the ones you said. So, and then we'll get to mine after. So, Daniel Day-Lewis, agree with you on. What's your favorite Daniel Day-Lewis film?
Oh, probably There Will Be Blood. I mean, it's just so good.
Same.
Yeah. I mean, it's just
that,
like,
movie is like,
he's just, I mean, he's just so mind blowing in it. But you know what else? I'm gonna draw a blank. The one where he's the famous seamstress.
Oh,
Phantom Thread. Is that it?
Yes, I think you're right. Phantom Thread. Yeah, Phantom Thread.
Incredible in that. I mean, he's incredible.
I never saw that.
Oh my gosh, you have to see it. It's so good. So good. He's amazing.
There Will Be Blood is one of those movies that's so long and you just can't, you're just like.
That movie kind of changes. There's like, that movie's like a changer, like a soul changer. Like there's certain movies that like hit me in that place, like that, American History X. There's certain movies that just like stayed with me. Yeah. That was one of them. But his performance in it is just, I mean, it's jaw-droppingly good.
And obviously he did like Lincoln and he plays Abraham Lincoln and that, but that one didn't do it for me as much. But
I actually never saw Lincoln. I didn't even, I love him, but I was just like, I don't know if I want to see this. So I guess I just proved my point wrong. I won't see him in anything. I didn't see Lincoln.
You, I don't know that you're missing. I mean, it is a well acted.
I heard he was great, but the movie's blah. Yeah. I'm just like, no.
I have to tell you, I saw that on like a second date with someone and it was probably one of the worst choices ever to see on a second date.
It sounds like an awful second date.
But never saw that. Probably from the movie. Thank you.
Never saw that guy again. Never want to see Lincoln again.
Exactly. Okay. Adam Driver. Favorite movie?
Oh, Adam Driver.
Got him. And I have him on your list. That's why.
Thank you for reminding me with him.
By the way, has been nominated for, I think, 2 or 3 Oscars.
I loved Adam Driver when he was in Girls. That's what started it for me. I thought he was really why I watched that show because the girl characters were all pretty annoying. So here's the thing. I love Noah Baumbach. I don't say his name. He directed, he's Greta's partner. Mm-hmm. And he directed Marriage Story. And here's the thing about Marriage Story. I didn't love it at first when I watched it. Adam Driver stars with Scarlett Johansson. Then I rewatched it. He's so good in it. Like his performance is amazing in it that I kind of and I liked his performance even when I was like this about the movie. But then I rewatched it again and I was like, the movie's actually very good. It's just hard to watch because it's a very like real marriage is just disintegrating and it's sort of a little painful. And Noah also directed another movie that's very similar that I think is phenomenal called A Squid and the Whale. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's very similar with Laura Linney. It's about a divorce. It's about divorce, but it's kind of how it affects the kids. That's a super, 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 super good movie if you've never seen it, A Squid and the Whale. So Noah directed that. He directed A Marriage Story. Wow. So I'm gonna say that's one of my favorites of his right now, just because I just rewatched it and he's just so phenomenal in it. I just think he is incredible. I'm on the Adam Driver train for sure.
So he got nominated for an Oscar for that role. And the other one he got nominated, which is one of my favorites of him, is the Black KKKlansman movie.
Oh, yeah. Another great one. Right.
Yeah. Although I have to say, I know he came out recently in Ferrari and he also did the Gucci movie. And I wasn't a big fan of him in either of those.
I have not seen either of those. The Gucci movie, I'm going to be honest with you, I heard it was just so, I didn't even want to watch it. I got terrible reviews. It did not do very well. I mean, I thought his character looked interesting. The Ferrari maybe, but it's a great one.
Through the rest of yours here. So you had Michael Keaton, which you said Batman was one of your faves.
The original Batman is unbeatable. Yep. It is unbeatable movie. It's so good. Just old school Tim Burton, Jack Nicholson. Oh, it's just the best.
Okay. And you mentioned Philip Seymour Hoffman. What's your favorite PSH movie?
Oh gosh, I don't even know how to. I mean, he was so good in Capote. He was so good in what's that one he did with Joaquin Phoenix?
Wait, I want to look up the one you just mentioned, but the one that sticks out for me the most is The Master. Did you ever see that?
No, that's it. That's it. That's it? It. That's it. The Master. Yeah. Yes, that's it. I was just about to say it. The Master.
That was that psychology one, right? Where he.
Yes, that that one is. He's so good in that.
That was my fave too. And yeah, Along Came Polly, he was so gross in. So you almost were like, how?
But like that showed how he can be dramatic, he can be goofy, he's just like he can play everybody.
That movie in general kind of grossed me out. I don't know.
I know.
Gross scenes.
It's a weird movie.
Had, Meryl Streep and Diane Keaton on your list as well.
Yes. Oh, Meryl. I mean, what can't Meryl do? I don't even know how to put my...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I like the movies, like it's complicated and those. I don't know. I just, she's not as appealing to me as she used to be. Or I don't know if she, it's just the movies she's choosing now and they're more like playful and fun. I don't, has she been
in it? I know what you mean. But she did, she's done so many dramatic roles too. I mean, Sophie's Choice and things like that. But I still think she's just, I mean, I just can't help but love her. Yeah, I can't help but love her. And Diane Keaton, it's like, there's something like so warm and familiar about her. I think she reminds me of like my mom. Like every character she plays is just like this kind of like little high strung, but lovable, like quirky, neurotic. And I just sort of
I like her too. That. I mean, obviously, if we look way back in the Woody Allen days, I mean, she.
She was like his muse. Yes, right. Yes. Annie Hall, obviously, things like that. But I mean, I even love her in the, I thought that maybe she would Jack Nicholson.
I love that movie. What was
Something's Gotta Give was, that's actually like one anytime that movie's on, I want to watch it. It's so good. Their relationship is so, so cute. And like, I love that role for her. If she was a real person, I could see her being that person in that movie.
Jack Nicholson is like so out of the limelight these days. I think he's gotten just real old. He's
looking, I mean, he's also an actor. I mean, whatever, who doesn't want to watch him and things, but yeah, I almost didn't list him because he's just sort of like,
he's an obvious one as well.
He is obvious. He's good in everything, but yeah, he's not really doing much anymore.
Did you see that Meryl Streep's daughter just married Mark Ronson?
No.
Yeah, they're married now. Mark Ronson was nominated for one of the Barbie songs and just he's won Academy Award before. Anyway, he's also super, you know, he got really famous from that Bruno Mars song he collaborated on.
That's right. That's right. I did not know that.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm sorry, really quick. Did you hear the rumor that Meryl Streep's dating Martin Short? Like, is that completely.
What?
I don't know. That was just like a weird thing.
I'm looking it up right now. Meryl and Martin.
There was just something and I was like, that can't possibly be real.
You know what?
Did you see it?
No, it looks like they're on Broadway. Oh, Meryl Streep and Martin Short enjoy Broadway outing after denying dating rumors. Wow.
Yeah, I read that headline and I was like, is this an Onion article? Isn't he married?
It was in Page. I don't know.
I don't know. It was just the weirdest. I thought she was too. It's the weirdest headline ever. I just couldn't shake it. I'm like,
okay. So Martin Short is not married. Looks like he's been divorced since 2010.
Oh, okay.
Meryl Streep, let's see, married. I know she's never, let's see.
I thought she was. I don't know much about her personal life, I've just realized.
She is married.
I thought so. You don't hear anything about her husband, though. Like, it's kind of, I know. I don't know. I just.
They separated 6 years ago, quietly, after a 45-year marriage.
I didn't even know that.
But they still remain legally married as of end of last year.
So she can date who she wants. So her and Martin Short. And Martin Short are totally dating. I believe it. Okay.
It's pretty
That's
cute. Okay,
that's the way to go. Just be separated and just do what you want.
Totally. Okay, so I agree with your list. I think some of them for me are so obvious that I probably wouldn't have had them on there, like Diane Keaton and Meryl. But I 100% they're
but they have to be on there because they're if they're obvious, they're icons for a reason. I mean, they're just
Okay, so then on mine, Woody Harrelson.
Oh, Woody's on mine too. That was a crossover.
We're gonna have more added to each other.
I love Woody Harrelson. Love Woody Harrelson. God, you picked that one. So he was one of yours first.
Favorite Woody movie though for you?
Yeah, you pick your favorite Woody.
Okay, my favorite was The People versus Larry Flint or Natural Born Killer.
Oh yeah, that's great. He was so good in True Detective too. The original first
Agreed.
True Detective, which is like the only one I've really liked. Some
words out of my mouth.
Yeah, I tried watching a couple after that, but I'm like, after you have Woody and Matthew McConaughey be so incredible together, I don't even know if you can watch the other ones. I mean, he should have won something for that. Woody was incredible in it.
I think the fourth season of True Detective just came out
With Jodie Foster.
I haven't
watched it yet. I'm telling you, the first one was too good. It ruined them all for me.
The second season, I think, was with Mahershala. I always say his name wrong.
Oh, no. I watched that one. That
one wasn't bad.
The Colin Farrell one was total crap. It just was.
Agreed. And this most recent one, Mitch, my husband, was telling me that there were some good episodes, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
Yeah, they definitely.
But yeah, Woody's phenomenal. I mean, like, I like A Decent Proposal. I don't even care what that says about me. I love that movie. I love their chemistry. I love Robert Redford in it. I love that movie.
Great movie. Agreed. Okay, my next one on the list is Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, I like her, but she's not on my list.
She's on my list mostly because I honestly just feel like she's got this, like, she started with The Princess Diaries, which is obviously like a Disney whatever movie. But it's like even just doing The Witches recently and then Love and Other Drugs. I don't know. She did Les Mis. She's just got this face. Like, she's just stunning. I don't know.
She's definitely talented. I don't know what it is that I'm not hooked by her. Not I don't know why. I think she's very good. I mean, she definitely adds to a movie. Like, if she's in a movie, she's kind of at the level now where if she's in a movie, it's probably a pretty legit movie. I mean, she's definitely an A-list actress. But she doesn't reel me in. And that just made me think of another one that I left off my list. She's fully on it. Cate Blanchett. Cate Blanchett for me
is amazing.
It's just like, oh.
Favorite Cate movie?
Love her.
Favorite Cate movie. I've got mine immediately. It came in.
Notes on a Scandal. Maybe. Yeah. Notes on a Scandal. She's so good in that. So is Judi Dench. I love that movie.
Notes on a Scandal was another life changer. You watch
it. We should probably, like, that movie almost deserves its own, like, episode. That movie, if you guys haven't seen it, it's a life-changing movie. It really, really is. Like, the acting in it is phenomenal. The story's phenomenal. It's something that's happened in real life. She's, quick thing, Cate Blanchett's a teacher. She has an affair with her student. And it's just like, but then Judi Dench's character, I don't even want to give it away, but it's like, she's kind of like, there's a little single white female mixed in there. It is truly like a core shaker, a phenomenal movie. And she is so good in it. She's also great in Carol. I mean, she's, Woody Allen movie, Blue Jasmine. Blue Jasmine. She was, I've watched that movie a million times.
The one that just came out recently that she got nominated for that you made me watch. You told me to watch it. It's one word.
Oh my gosh. When she was the orchestra.
What was that called?
I don't know. Why can't I think of it? Google.
Blanchett.
She was so good.
Oh my God,
it
just came in my head again. Orchestra conductor. Tar.
You guys, Tar. I can't believe I forgot that. She was amazing in that. She's amazing in everything. And also, she is my favorite red carpet style every time.
Done. Stunner.
I basically just want to be her. She's incredible.
She's pretty phenomenal. Okay. Yeah. My next on my list is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, I mean, come on, that Ken performance at the Oscars. If you watch nothing else of the Oscars, that performance
that took
is
it
like,
away, right?
He's incredible.
About him, he's, I know.
I mean, we all liked him in The Notebook.
And all those days.
We all liked him in The Notebook when The Notebook was just like whatever. But now he is just, I mean, I didn't know how talented he really is. He's amazing.
Do you have a favorite Ryan Gosling movie? Because again, this is one that comes right to me.
It's probably Barbie now. Honestly, I thought he was so funny in it. I thought he was so good in that movie. But anyway,
good. He was meant to play that role. He was.
Everything. He was hilarious. He was like the subtle comedy from him in that was what I thought he made it. I thought he made the movie. Not saying that Margot wasn't great. I love Margot, but Ryan Gosling was the reason, in my opinion, that movie was so good.
I know. I agree. He. I could not see any other person playing that role.
No. He was so funny.
He's a 40 something year old man too, which is kind of funny because you'd imagine a Ken being played by like a 25 something. But
it was just like he was perfect.
Perfect. It was perfect. Okay. My favorite Ryan Gosling movie is The Place Beyond the Pines. Have you ever seen that movie?
No, never seen it.
That's why I met Eva Mendes' wife.
Okay. Well, I need to see that then.
Another soul altering.
I'll watch that. You watch A Squid and the Whale. And if you haven't seen Tar, obviously watch Tar.
Yes. Place Beyond the Pines does this really cool thing where it's like the first half of the movie takes place like when Ryan Gosling is younger, like a young adult basically. And then the second half is like later in life and it's like a whole nother story. Ray Liotta's in it. Bradley Cooper's in it. I mean, there's so many people in it, but it is Eva Mendes plays a fling he has. And that's how they met. And side note on Eva Mendes, I just purchased her sponges because I have been getting targeted by her Instagram ads.
I'm sorry, Eva Mendes has sponges?
She has launched a line of sponges because she's a mommy of two and that's her shtick now. And I'll report back. I'm really excited to use them. I'm not going to lie. What has happened to me that I'm excited to use sponges, but I am.
I had no idea that she even dabbled in that world, but that's something.
It's interesting. I'll let you know. They're supposedly revolutionary. Scarlett Johansson, always going to be on my list. Even though she's done some movies that are questionable, she's in that movie Marriage Story, right? With
She's in Marriage Story. My favorite, I mean, my favorite Woody Allen movie by far. I love Match Point. I love Match Point.
I forgot that movie.
That's probably like one of my top five movies of all time. Top five of all time.
I also loved Lost in Translation, which is what launched her, right?
Excellent movie. Yes. Match Point is one of those movies I can watch over and notice something new. It's just so good, and she's incredible in it.
I have to call out though one really weird movie she did that I actually had to walk out of the theater because I couldn't take it. It was called Under the Skin. Have you heard of this movie?
No. Well,
it's really cool. really weird alien ethereal movie. Anyway, directed by Jonathan Glazer, who just won the Oscar for The Zone of Interest. So really bizarre movie. Other than that, I really love her stuff, but this one really threw me off. And then of course I have to have Leo DiCaprio on my list.
Leo, good old Leo. I mean, I know what you mean. I guess for me, he was one, like what you said, he was one of those obvious ones I didn't put on there because of that. But like, yeah, I mean, he's great. You can't really deny it. I don't know how I feel about him as a person sometimes, but
he loves models.
But I don't really care. Well, the model thing I like him fine. I don't really have any things, but he's super talented and wonderful.
Love The Departed, and I love The Beach. I think those two really always stand out for me.
Those two are probably mine too. Yeah. Those are such good ones.
And of course, I grew up on that.
I love Romeo and Juliet. I mean, that was like my seventh grade favorite movie.
Yeah. God, there's so many. Oh, I have one more and then we'll go. And I know you're not going to agree with me on this one because I think he makes you cringe a little bit. Jake Gyllenhaal. I know he doesn't
doesn't do it for me at all. I know. I mean, he was good. I loved Love and Other Drugs. I thought that was such a good movie.
I love that movie.
They both were so good in that. They both were acted very well. He's another one. Like I like him. I'm just like this. I don't need him in a movie.
Have you seen Nightcrawler?
No, I have not. And I know people say that's like his big, I know. Maybe I should see that and I'll feel differently.
I don't know what that movie does to you. It's another one where you're just like,
okay, well that I've heard that.
You on our list now. We got
to
watch.
I need to watch that. And then maybe I'll be different on the Gyllenhaal train. I mean, I love that he was a subject. Let's just, we haven't talked about him forever. I love that she was he was that subject of All Too Well for T Swift.
T Swift made it back in somehow.
That's like my favorite thing about him, that she wrote that 10 minute long song about him.
I also kind of love that they dated for a hot minute. He's always had some relationship things too, I think.
And like that, I love that song. I love that music video she made. So that's, I like Jake Gyllenhaal by proxy because of that.
Agreed. Although I will say that he had one movie that I'm just like, why, called Bubble Boy, which I'll never forget.
Yeah, he has had some why moments. Music, let's just be honest.
But then Donnie Darko too, another great one.
Donnie Darko. Yeah, you're right. There's a couple. He's had some moments, but he's not on my laminated
list. Your laminated list.
To quote a Friends episode, if you guys know that one. anyway.
Well, guys, this was, you could keep
we
up
could
with-
talk about this forever.
Yeah, crazy banter and back and forth. Hopefully we didn't talk over each other too much. We both love films.
This is what's kind of brought Allie and I together in our friendship a lot. So I hope this wasn't all over the place. We'd love to know what actors are on your laminated list.
Yes.
So chime in and tell us.
Yep. And definitely check out a couple of the movies that we've mentioned to you. Squid and the Whale. Definitely check out The Place Beyond the Pines.
Notes on a Scandal, guys.
Notes on a Scandal.
Match Point.
Oh, yeah. Match Point. So good. Oh, I want to go watch Match Point.
Nutty.
Speaking of movies, our next episode we're going to be recording is on two of our favorite horror movies ever, on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. We can't wait to share them with
you. Total opposites, and horror is something that Allie and I have a deep bond over. So we're excited to talk about it with you guys.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you all. We'll talk to you soon. We hope you have a great day. Signing off.
Bye.